Mr. Chair, Romania fully aligns itself to the statement delivered by the European Union. The humanitarian situation worldwide for the past decade shows that more people than ever are affected by crisis, and even worse, there is an increased tendency for this crisis to become protracted. This trend is likely to continue in the absence of political solutions. This year, we are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions. Romania stays committed to the international humanitarian law and to multilateralism and promoting IHL in multilateral formats. Romania co-sponsored last year all the humanitarian solutions adopted in December by the General Assembly and supports the decisions of the Security Council in the humanitarian field, especially for the protection of civilians and of the humanitarian workers. Romania is an emergent donor, relocation state and promoter of the humanitarian agenda is committed to the protection of the refugees. Our country invests in the social insertion of the refugees and, in cooperation with UNHCR and OCHA, operates a continuous evaluation of the refugees' needs, favors the exchange of good practices and the cooperation with host communities in order to avoid racist and xenophobic attitudes from the local population. We have engaged in a process of reform of our national mechanism for international humanitarian assistance. We focus on innovative financing solutions, allowing smaller contributors to be active in the humanitarian field without affecting the efficiency of the assistance. We are trying to integrate the grant bargain principles of flexibility by allocating core contributions to UN agencies' budgets, most of our multilateral financing being non-earmarked. There is also an effort to build a predictable contributor profile by consolidating funding relations with a relative stable base of beneficiary entities like OCHA, WFP, UNHCR, or IOM. At the national level, almost 4.7 million euros have been used in order to ensure access for in-country refugee children to education, from primary to upper secondary and higher education. We also provide Romanian language classes and direct monthly support payments for the refugees and temporary assistance for asylum seekers. A similar support system of monthly payments is in place for the stateless persons, a category usually left out of sight. One of Romania's most significant financial contributions is represented by the 21.6 million euro, our share to the EU-Turkey facility. For the coming years, Romania complemented its engagement through an additional amount of 11.9 million euro, placing ourselves on the 25th position globally among the donors for the Syrian crisis. Further funding for this crisis was channeled through UNHCR 50,000 euro. Through our International Development Agency, RO8, we contributed to UNRWA activities in 2018, 50,000 USD, and as well to the EU project of desalinization plant in Gaza of 25,000 USD in 2018. Romania welcomes the sixth meeting of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction that took place last month in Geneva and the emphasis it put on preparedness at the importance of a comprehensive and inclusive approach. At national level, ahead of the UN Climate Summit, on the 12th of March 2019, Romania hosted an international conference on building resilience to natural disasters event that has allowed sharing best practices on resilience, policy planning, and sustainable development strategies. In order to support the consolidation of resilience vis-à-vis natural disasters, our country allocated 70,000 euro for the UNDP Regional Resilience Strategy for the Caribbean. Thank you.